Welcome to ITE Role Play for 2011, Semester 2. Before we start, does anyone have any questions? And I'll just go over some basic rules and stuff, because we do have a couple. Any questions? All right. Before we get started, I would like 10.1 done this week. You pick any component, as long as it isn't a full PC, monitor, piece of RAM, hard drive, CD burner, anything you want, MP3 player even, and just go through and find some resources for it. And yeah, it's a fairly interesting one. Find a piece of equipment that you want to know more about. That's what is fun.
Or maybe one you have that you really want to research more about.
And if you're going to keep any lab, if you do a lab on something you have, you want to keep this lab. Because if you ever have trouble with it, you're going to have a one-stop shop for resources. If I wasn't lazy every time... Go ahead.
I did one on the iPod Touch like a couple days after I got it, and I haven't referred back to it, but I still have it if I need to.
If I weren't lazy, I would use 10.1 as a sheet of gathering data for every single piece of technology I ever bought. Unfortunately, I have a life and I'm lazy, so I don't. any questions on that?
Could it be the iPhone?
Yeah.
Except now everyone's going to do the iPhone.
Nah. It doesn't matter. It's whatever you want to research. It just can't be an entire computer system. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Sean.
Oh, they're going to get me food. I told them, I said, I can't go because I have a lecture, but you can get me some food, and they're going to.
Fair enough. Okay. Any other question? Okay. The rules are very simple. Everybody is going to go through, and you are going to get a customer that will call whatever company you happen to be working for, and we will tell you that. If you want to be a customer, there will be some opportunities for customers. Some of you have that we have
matched
to your personalities and
just like a guide
customers.
Dog school. We matched.
Yes. If you didn't get matched,
latest in personality sync technology,
we have been able to match.
No, it's really not that complicated.
Preferred type of person.
Yeah. Well, not
it's really
preferred
not
type,
but
maybe not preferred type. If you didn't get matched, don't feel bad. You just haven't gotten picked on, and that's probably okay. We figured you might not want to be picked on. But some of you have been matched with very special customers. The rest of you, when it's your turn, we will open it up for someone else to possibly be a customer, and we'll give them a problem for you to solve. All right, so Melissa's first. She has a very special customer.
And as the customer, you can get a bit angry. You can get, you know, as long as you don't swear, you can get a bit angry or rude if we need you to. But you know,
we'll tell you what personality type you need to be.
Will not have that particular
rule. Keep it PG.
Well, you can usually hang up on them if they do.
Okay, Melissa. You work for a company, and you provide technical support services to actually senior citizens who subscribe to your service. It's the AARP Technical Support Center, and you have a customer that has a bit of a problem that you might be able to help them out with.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
So whenever you want, you can answer that phone, and your customer will talk to you.
Hello, thank you for calling the AARP Technical Support Center. My name is Melissa. How may I help you?
Oh, hello, dear. My name is Harold, and I'm having a problem, and I'm wondering if you can help me. I have these pop-up windows that come on my computer, and they come up pretty often. Oh, dear, there's a lady, and she doesn't have very many clothes on. That needs to go away. My wife can't see. I need to make that go away. What can I do?
All right. May I first ask a couple of questions? What kind of computer is this? Is it a Mac or Windows?
This is Windows 7. That's what they told me when I bought it. It's Windows 7.
Okay. And does this happen when you surf the internet or when anyone surfs the net?
Yes, it only happens when I'm online, and that's when it happens. It doesn't do anything if I'm not. But then again, I am pretty much all the time. Now there's a man that doesn't have many clothes on my screen either.
All right, sir, just calm down. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Okay, are you in your Internet Explorer window?
Yes, it's on the screen here, yeah.
Okay, can you go into your menu bar on top and find where it says Tools? And see if your... And go down to your pop-up blocker and see if your pop-up blocker is turned on.
Tools, pop-up blocker... Yeah, that's still on, but they keep popping up anyway, and it really makes my computer slow, and it I don't know, it only happened recently.
Alright, how long have you had this computer?
Oh, well, you know, my memory's not so good, so I don't remember exactly when I got it.
I understand.
It's only been doing this in about the last week.
Have there been any...
My grandson's been on here, and, oh dear, I wonder if he was looking at pornography. Oh dear, I'm going to have to talk to him or something.
I see. Do you think it's possible, let me see, have there been any recent changes to the computer other than your grandson surfing the net on it?
Well, let's see. I was looking around and I found this thing in called Malware Bites. Is that going to bite me? I don't want it to bite me, but I don't know what that does either. What do you know what that does?
Oh, that is actually an anti-malware software, and what that's for is it removes any malware on your computer. It's not going to bite you, it's just they give software funny names these days. Has it been installed on the computer yet, or has it just been looked at?
No, I see it under. Oh, I'm glad it's not going to bite me. But yeah, I see it under all programs. It's right there. Should I open this and use it? What will it fix my problem?
Well, you know, I can't say that it exactly might fix your problem, but I would give it a shot. I would try opening it and running a scan because there could possibly be malware on your computer or adware, because sometimes it likes to pop up ads on us, and if your pop-up blocker is turned on, then there could be some kind of adware or spyware in your computer, and the malware bytes actually helps remove that. So it might be a good idea to run a scan and have a look at your computer and see if there's any possible spyware or anything like that, and see if we can get it removed. That might get your computer a little bit more up to speed. We can try that.
Well, that would be lovely, and then Mildred doesn't have to see these pictures. It needs to stop. I'm going to run this thing and see if it helps. Thank you so much, young lady. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Call back anytime if you need help. Have a great day.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
you held it together really
well.
Yeah,
you did.
That's awesome.
And, oh, I didn't want my wife to see, and does this malware, yeah. Does it bite me? Oh my god, that was
too funny. I've been thinking about
that
for weeks and weeks and weeks and laughing. That character had a lot of forethought.
I know, that was just too awesome.
Well, I'm glad you liked that.
Yes. I liked how Melissa was always smiling. And she explained herself very well. And
yeah,
one little, really picky little thing, you did interrupt him once, which is not good. But that's just being
picky. Yeah, but
I
did my best with the support call.
I'm sorry, I think I interrupted you a couple of times.
Yeah, poor Harold was so nervous, I was trying to keep him calm.
Harold can interrupt you as much as he wants. You cannot interrupt him. You only did it once, and I'm being picky. Honestly, you smiled.
You explained
yourself really well. Anyone else have any feedback from Melissa?
It was good. I liked how you kept it together very well.
She did.
You're always very, you know, very smiley, very, you know, I'm just happy to help. And it's
we're very happy to help.
I'm always happy to help.
Down remorselessly by life like the rest of us, so, you know, it's good.
Yeah. Yay, I get a good grade.
Of course.
I get a virtual lollipop.
It's not,
you get a big virtual lollipop.
Yeah.
All right, who's lollipop, next?
Lollipop, hey, lolly, lolly.
Anyway. Okay.
Who's next? Who's next?
Lord, Cavian's singing again.
Absolutely. Does no one want to go?
We're going to just pick someone, so if you'd like to go.
Yeah, if anyone wants to give it a go.
I'm happy to do whatever if you want someone first.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to go, Luke. You're a former student.
A
you just get to watch.
If we need you.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, if you do want customers or people or whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. No one else wants to go?
Oh, come on. If I can do it.
It's true. She stood up bravely.
I'm sure I don't know the answers, but I'll do it.
You don't have to know the answers. This isn't about the answers, guys. This is a customer service only bit. And if you don't solve it, that's not a huge deal. We're just working on the customer service skills here. You don't have to know the answers. Alrighty. Yeah, it's okay if you don't.
I need like a couple minutes before I can go. I'd like to, but I'm actually changing so I can boot onto my other disk.
No worries.
Windows.
Marlene's gonna go.
Yeah, we'll
just 2 seconds.
Give you some time.
While we're waiting, I'm just nervous that I'm still laggy. I don't know how to know if you're hearing me right.
It seems to be okay for the moment.
Okay, that did seem like a good, like, it seemed before, like, what I got for responses were, like, delayed, but that was right away, so I guess we're good.
Yeah, we should be good.
Who wants to be, do any other students want to be a customer for Marlene? Because if not, Luke gets to. No, Luke, I'm going to pick on you, because you're going to be perfect for the person I have in mind.
Okay.
Yes, Drew, that's going to happen, but not to her.
Oh, dear.
okay, come to pod one, Luke, and I'll give you a problem.
Jesus, people are loud.
Oh, who?
Oh, well, I don't know, it's like, some of them are really quiet and some of them are really loud.
Yeah, okay. So, you are a college student, and you were at the university computer lab, and you ripped your thumb drive out of the computer with your final version of your paper on it. And you were just going home to touch it up, and now Windows is asking you to reformat the drive, and your paper's on it, and you don't know what to do. Unfortunately, the paper's gone, and we're giving Marlene the unsolvable problem so she doesn't have to feel bad about not solving it.
Okay, fair enough.
So and
this thing won't be solved by pulling the drive out and putting it back in, because sometimes
it's scrambled. You screwed it up pretty badly. Fortunately, you do have a version that you did 2 weeks ago on another hard drive. Possibly you'll have to dig it up, and you'll be up all night again.
Fair enough.
All right, here we go. Okay. Marlene, you work at a college. You're the college help desk, and Luke is a college student, and he has a problem. Remember, you don't have to solve the problem if you don't know the answer, and if you want help, you have a lot of level 2 technicians that you can just put him on hold and ask for help.
Got it.
Whenever you're ready to answer
whenever
the phone.
You'd like to.
Good morning. You have reached the help desk for Western Michigan University. How may I help you? This is Marlene.
Yeah, hi. Look, my name's Luke. I've got a bit of a problem. I was in the lab down in WB building the other day, and it was earlier today actually, and I'd been working on a paper there. And I suddenly looked at the time, realized I had to catch a bus, and basically, I was working on it on a thumb drive, pulled that out of the computer and left. And I've come home to try and just finish off the paper. I had it pretty much done. And it's saying I need to reformat the drive, which I don't want to do particularly, because doesn't that, like, wipe everything off it? I don't know, but I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm so sorry. When you do reformat a drive, it does erase everything. So I don't think you want to do that.
Fair enough. We won't do that then.
Possibly what has happened is you did not safely remove the flash drive from your computer. And sometimes when that happens, you lose information. So whenever you want to remove a flash drive from your computer, you always want to make sure that you remove it safely with a safely remove tool.
Oh, that little thing up in the system tray. I've never done that. I didn't think that sort of did anything. It's never given me problems before.
Well, you've been fortunate. But I would highly recommend that you do that whenever you want to remove a piece of hardware from your computer so that you won't experience any loss of information.
Okay, because, well, I mean, I've tried plugging this thing in and then, like, unplugging it again, because I heard that could sometimes get around that error message, but then when I plugged it back in, it didn't. It still kept coming up. So how do I get this paper? Like, I mean, it's not even the drive. I mean, I can replace the drive, the thumb drive. How do I get this off that onto either onto my machine or onto something else, or something that I can, because this thing's like due next week. And yeah.
All right, I'm going to need to place you on hold and get some advice from another technician. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm not going anywhere.
All right, I will be right back. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, so,
shall I sing a little bit of hold music for you, everybody? No, I'm just kidding.
No, because I want to talk to her. All right. Marlene, you may want to ask him to tell it that he doesn't want to format the drive. You may want to have him open the drive. If the paper is not in the root or in wherever, if there's nothing in the drive, you're going to have to break it to him in the nicest way possible that his paper is gone. Make sure to ask him if he has any backups that he might possibly be able to get. Unfortunately, it's flash media and quite hard to recover. If he does have it, you're in luck. So that's what I might actually try.
Okay. Hello, Luke. Are you there?
I'm still here.
When you put your flash drive in the computer, did you try to open it to see if there's anything on it?
Well, yeah, and that's when this dialogue thing popped up. It just said something about, I don't know what it is, Windows was unable to access this drive because the drive hasn't been formatted. Do you want to format the drive now?
All right, and do you have any backup media? Have you backed your paper up in any other place?
Actually, yeah, there might be one from, I think I put it onto something last Friday along with a whole bunch of, maybe, I don't know, I'll have to have a look. I haven't exactly been sleeping a hell of a lot lately, so I don't know, probably.
My recommendation then would be that you look and see if you have a backup. Unfortunately, it looks like you've lost it on this thumb drive. So if you don't have a backup, I'm really sorry to tell you, you may have lost it. So you might want to say your prayers and take a backup.
Right. I'll have a look at that, I guess. So there's no way that you can tell me or advise me, like, there's nothing that I can do or putting it, like, plugging it into another computer or whatever wouldn't do anything useful for it, or?
You can always try to do that, to plug it into another computer and see what happens, but unfortunately, we're dealing with flash media, and if it's not there, it's just not there. So, just remember to always safely remove your media when you're taking it out of the machine, and if you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to call us back.
Okie dokie, it's gonna be an expensive lesson in terms of sleep, I guess. Alright, thanks a lot. I'll bear that in mind.
Have a good day, and I hope you find your backup.
Cheers, thanks.
Bye.
Alright! Okay. That was really good. Actually, I liked how you reiterated what he needed to do to make sure he didn't do this in future, because college students don't think about that a lot, and they'll rip it out. I like how you sympathized with him. You were really nervous, so you didn't smile too much, but that's okay. If you got into that role, you would become less nervous, and you probably would smile quite a bit more than you were. You were friendly, That's basically my comments. Anyone else have any comments?
Yeah, I'd agree with those.
Mm-hmm. I would say maybe one minor point, and that would be that when he went to escalate to a level 2 tech, I know that the literature in the notes say to let them know approximately how long they're going to be on hold. Let's say I'll be back in approximately 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and then when you return to the call, you apologize for the delay, even though there's not much of a delay. It's just kind of a good customer goodwill building kind of thing.
Yeah, but sometimes
it
would have. Sometimes that comes off as pretty insincere.
Idea.
Yeah, and she may not have had any idea.
It actually can. I've actually had that where they. I'm sorry about the wait. No,
that's
you
how
weren't.
I always feel whenever I'm on the phone. Like I'm not saying you're wrong. The notes do say that, but yeah, whenever I'm on the phone with tech, I get annoyed when they do the double apology thing, and you know, because they never say it like they believe it. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
There wasn't much of a wait.
No, and I'd say for me personally, if you need to do it, or if you can do it, or if it's necessary, then yeah, fine. But I mean, certainly for something like that, or for that kind of time delay, if anything, that'd annoy me, you know, just yeah.
Yeah, you put him on hold for 30 seconds. If you'd really have made him wait, then an apology would actually be and if he was angry, an apology would have been good, but he wasn't. He wasn't angry. He was a little bit frustrated, but he wasn't angry about having to call you.
I could have been, if you want me to.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was pretty good, though.
Really good. And very good framing things as positively as you could.
Thank you.
No worries. All right, who wants next?
Okay, so I'll do it next.
All right, Lynn, you have something very interesting going on. I just need to know what operating system you use.
Windows 7.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. All right. You work at a, you have your own company, and you provide technical support to blind people, and one of them is going to actually call you now. And whenever you're ready to answer, go ahead and do that.
Okay, so I don't know how to do this.
Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to ask the same questions that you would normally ask. You've got a relay operator. They're going to relay them back to me.
I don't know how to set up a guest account in Windows 7.
It's not
okay.
That.
You just don't know how to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. So what I would do is tell Mary that you are going to possibly call her back. And have a look in the user area of Windows 7. You go up to user from the start menu, and you can have a look if you want. Or we can pick a different problem.
Or can you pick a different problem?
Sure.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could do that.
No worries.
Do you have something else?
I'm trying to think. Usually what?
I was going to say, usually when relay operators call, they give a little introduction about you.
Yeah, I kind of felt, I kind of didn't do a great job.
And you know what a relay operator is. Da, 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 da. I know, I've been calls before.
Yeah,
and
I kind of failed
they introduce
there.
The person, and usually...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've only used one a few times, so I'm not actually...
I've never used one. I just thought it would be a cool...
I think I've used one maybe a couple times.
So it is a good... It is a cool thing, and it is... Do you guys have the same sort of structure in Australia?
Do we have what? Yeah, we kind of do.
Have the same structure in Australia? Because it's pretty much what they... You know, the relay operator will call and say, hi, you know, I'm a relay operator, I'm relaying a call for, you know, whatever, deaf caller. Have you ever used the relay system before? And,
I kind of forgot we were doing it, so I was...
Yeah.
Like, we talked about it last night, call, I think.
So. We did. That's we did.
That's okay. I'm trying to think of a good problem.
But, you know... That blows the whole smile pretty thing, you know. It's like they
it does. Yeah, it definitely does. trying to think about what Brian. Can you think of an easy Windows 7 problem, or Matthew? And if you can, I'll walk to a different room. And maybe you can give me an idea because I'm just having a complete brain dead moment here.
I can probably help, but I'm not sure what I walked into. I'm not familiar with what you're doing, but
okay.
I can give
We're
you a puzzle for Windows 7.
An easy puzzle for Windows 7.
I think
7.
I think I have a fairly easy one.
Okay. Come down to social and you can tell me. Because I had a problem for her, and it wasn't one that she was familiar with.
It broke.
It broke. Yay, Brian saves the day.
Yay.
Okay.
I don't know which one.
Grace had given you some. Or Luke had given you some, I mean. Problems.
Oh, Luke has a really good one. I'm sorry, Brian. Luke just had a really, really awesome one.
No, go for it. I'm not offended.
Okay. Yeah, this will work. I think I'm going to use yours too, though. But not right now. Okay. Cool. So I will go ahead.
Do you want to go back down there and?
Yep, I'm going
to.
So
do the same way. Okay.
Yeah, we are. So just go ahead and ask possibly what the problem is, and I may be able to explain it now if you'd like. Is she okay?
Her internet went. I had told her I was done.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure you were okay.
Maybe her internet isn't okay.
No.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Welcome back, Holly. Hey, you're here
Hello.
Now.
Hello. I'm wondering if your internet is acting up again.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Oh, now I can.
Yeah, I think it's breaking
up. Oh, everything came in at once. Try talking, Lynn. Has it fixed itself?
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right.
Ooh, and your computer's taking up. Do we want to just try and solve this as a normal problem just to save time?
Yeah, we can if you want.
We can go back to just regular.
Can you hear me?
I'll just talk to you.
Yeah.
Because your internet's acting up.
What?
I can just speak to you because your internet is acting up.
Okay. Oh, right, instead of being a relay operator.
I think you have that down very well. I don't think we have to continue doing that.
They're really long, those calls, though. That's
so how much of the problem did you get?
So, I heard she's trying to install AOL Messenger, and that she's getting some kind of warning that the program may be dangerous. And I made a suggestion that I guess didn't get heard.
No.
I feel like, should we start this again?
Yeah, okay. So, I'm trying to install AOL Messenger so that I can do relay over my computer. And I've never had this problem before, but I get this dialog box up, and it says, are you sure you want to continue? That's trying to install a program. Do you want this to continue? And I've never seen this box before. This is a new computer that I've gotten, and I'm just setting it up. Is there something wrong with my computer?
Absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with your computer. The warning is part of Windows 7, and it's trying to protect you from things that maybe in the past people had done that could have caused problems. It doesn't necessarily mean there's a problem with your software. Can I ask you where you got it from?
Yeah, I just downloaded it off of the AOL website. Just where I always download it from.
Mm-hmm. Then that should be perfectly safe, and you can. What I would suggest is you just tell the software, like when the software asks you, "Are you sure you want to do this?" Say yes.
I've never seen it do this on any other computer I've used. Is this something new? What makes this happen?
Mm-hmm. The other computers that you used, what system, what operating systems were they running?
It was actually Windows XP. This is my first Windows 7 computer. Rehab just bought it for me.
Mm-hmm. Windows 7 is going to give you a lot more warnings. Telling you about, trying to make sure. For instance, something could have happened where something was trying to install itself on your computer, and you don't want that to just happen. You want to have control over what you install on your computer. So the warning is there just in case you didn't actually plan this installation. It's there to protect you. Are you feeling okay about that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a nice new feature. Thank you so much for explaining that to me. I'll go ahead and continue the installation. Thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate it.
Okay, May. Thank you very much. Feel free to call us back anytime you like. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Don't call us anything like. Call us back.
Thank you. Have a good day. No, that's fine.
That was good.
No, that's good. Good job. Yeah. Smile. Don't be so nervous. It's okay. You did well.
No, I'm actually.
Yeah, I like that you immediately picked out the Windows 7 clue.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We'll not take points off for that.
And you were probably afraid your internet was going to die again, too.
Yeah. Anyone else have any feedback for Lynn?
No, that was good.
I would have possibly. I'm just going to be pedantic here because I suggested it in the first place. I would have possibly said that if you don't want it to do that, you can change the level, or you can turn off that user account.
Yeah, maybe ask the customer. Absolutely. If they want to change that.
Hmm. Or just let them know they can.
Just in case they
actually
want to.
Yeah, I would have just said, listen, this is what Windows 7 does. I mean, you can turn this off if you want to. If you want, I can talk you through that, or else you can leave it there and it won't harm anything, and it might protect you from whatever,
Ali sounds sick too.
Yeah,
it's actually going away, which I'm glad about.
Yeah, oh, you sound like death itself.
I was very sick. I was very sick for maybe a day and a half, and now it's going away. I was lost.
I can't imagine what you sounded. I remember.
Terrible.
All right, guys, I will be right back. I'm going to quickly use the facilities, and then Ali, you're next. You're next.
What will I be doing, customer, or?
You are going to get a call.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, because okay, you haven't gotten a call yet.
This is going to be very good, you guys. Alright, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will be.
I'm surprised as many people showed up, considering how you say
we didn't have very many at
just
first.
Don't come because they're terrified. Mm.
Well, it's also one of the problems is also later on, and we have we have people drop off at the later we go. Trying to decide if I'm going to eat my sandwich now. Let's see.
Some of us are real masochists and come when we don't have to.
Yeah. I'll be doing that because this is fun. I've listened to two of the past ones and they're great.
You're kind of quiet, by the way, Brian, I think. Or is it?
There, I don't know, am I having now? Audio issues? My mic was sort of out of whack.
Yeah, no, that's
this
better.
This mic's quiet anyway. Just on a quick side note, because I know there's a few Olympus people here, anybody ever figured out if that thing has a wind filter?
I thought some of them did.
I don't know if it does. Drew, does the GM520 have a wind filter? You'll know. It doesn't come with one, obviously, but there might be one that would work with it, but I don't...
Yeah, because I tried it yesterday, and it was... I mean, admittedly, it was pretty windy, but it was, like, you couldn't hear the recording.
Wouldn't it... What, you mean it doesn't do that, like, in the software sort of thing? Like, on the recorder?
No, there's no sort of clipping. There doesn't seem to be any kind of clipping circuit, which is really weird.
Strange.
Everybody still there?
Yeah, we're all here.
We're here. We're just all being quiet for once. It does surprisingly happen on here from time to time.
I have no objection to quiet. I'm just, I feel like, what's his name who was on the lecture and his connection kept going away. I'm like, I want to make sure I'm still connected.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Are we ready?
I am.
Okay. Anyone who was here last year may recognize this character, and if you do, this is about 10 years Ooh. Later. She has another problem.
Oh no!
So yeah, Ali, you are you work for a tech support company, and you have somebody calling. Actually, yeah, you work for a tech support company, and you have somebody calling, and they have an issue. So whenever you're ready to pick the phone up.
Tech support, this is Ali. How may I help you?
It doesn't work. I came home from school, and I got my big bag of Cheetos, and I came, and I wanted to watch my Nick at Night TV shows, and I wanted to play my online MUD, and it doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
My computer. I can't stream my Nick at Night shows. I can't log into my game.
So is it not turning on completely, or are there certain things that aren't working?
No. I got it turned on. I got it up. Jaws came up. But what, Mom? No, I'm busy. 30 years old, and my mom will not leave me alone. Anyway, yeah. But it's up to the desktop. But when I tried to log in with my telnet, I can't get it to log in. God, these Cheetos are good.
What happens when you try to log in?
Because it can't connect to the server, and I can't, when I go into Internet Explorer and go to my favorites and click on the streaming link for my Nick at Night shows, it doesn't seem to work either, and I really don't know why. Did you guys screw it up again?
I'm not sure. We're going to find out. So, it's everything, it's all of the Internet stuff. It's nothing else. You can do everything else.
Oh, is it? Well, that would explain why I don't have an email. Oh, I was expecting one from this guy that I'm seeing overseas, and oh, that's why I didn't get an email. Okay. What should I do? How do I make it work?
Since we've established that it's internet related, can you check if your cables are all plugged in?
How many cables should there be?
I believe one going from the router to your computer.
No.
That's just for internet stuff, of course.
Okay. Yeah. Let me look. Get down the floor. Move all these pop cans out of the way. From the
Make sure they're
no,
not.
No, are there any pop cans damaged. Down here? There's no. Well, okay. Oh, no, my pop cans. But I have a whole bunch of them. I was gonna run out to the recycling. No, that one's okay, but. There's another little hole here I think the power might have come unplugged. Oh. Mom! Mom, you vacuumed again. You vacuumed my room, and you unplugged the cable modem, Mom. No, I'm not going on a date with your church friend. I know you want grandparents really bad. Stop vacuuming my room without my permission. I am 30 years old, and I'm sick of it. Okay.
Plug it back in. So, yes, plug it back in and check if to see if you can stream now.
Let's see. Oh, good! Rugrats is on! Yay, my favorite! Well, it seems to work. Thanks so much. Bye!
Goodbye.
Oh, that is awesome.
Wow. That's is that the so lollipop radio the person from last year?
Yes, she's gotten old.
That deserves an Oscar.
That's awesome.
Who laughed? Oh, it's Melissa. Yes, that was lollipop.
He was close to laughing.
He held it together.
You did, but almost just barely.
Good. Yeah. And you're going to encounter that. That's kind of, I think that's the point.
Absolutely.
You're going to encounter customers that are so ridiculous, you're going to want to laugh, but you can't.
Yeah. You just put yourself on hold.
Well, that, yes.
And he did. He did once. He just didn't respond for a second because I think he was cracking up.
Yeah, that's what you do, pretty much. Unfortunately, because you can't, like, on a phone, you can't hit up, you know, release control and have you not transmit. So if you feel like a giggle fit coming on, you have to ask to hold. There's, like, no other option.
Right.
One thing you
but
didn't
there are
do.
Mute sound keys
yes, there
alive.
Are mute switches. Yeah, you can press a mute button if you've got a crack up. One thing that you didn't do is ask her name.
Oh, yeah.
You
she just started
to.
In with the problem, and so. I didn't think I needed to, but you're right.
No, fair enough.
Probably
you
done that.
Make personal one-to-one connection. But yeah, no, other than that, very good. You tried your very hardest not to laugh at her, and she was ridiculous. Very, very good job with somebody that was absolutely ridiculous.
The woman suddenly decided she was going to sneeze.
Sorry.
And it was very, very amusing because I'm talking away and this woman's saying, you know, okay, so I can offer you this, so I can do that, or... so anyway, sorry about that. And she... because what she'd done is she put me
couldn't
on
resist.
Hold, and it had classic, you know, typical classical hold music, and she'd put me on hold just for that sort of half a second, and then,
that is so funny.
And then came back and she said, you know, yes, I'm sorry about that, sir. I found I needed to sneeze, so if you'll excuse me.
That is hilarious.
It was so well done.
I've had incidents
Sorry, Melissa.
I'm going to
go ahead.
I'm going to tell this because Aiden's not here and it's real quick. His roommate was on a call and had someone say, God, this computer's restarting slower than Jesus' second coming, and his roommate had to dive for the mute button and howl because this is fun.
That was an awkward thing to hear on a call.
That's
oh my
awesome.
God.
Jeez. Right. I missed the fun, didn't I?
Oh my! Missed us.
You're
Stacey
missing the
10
fun.
Years later, but you'll get to
Stacey,
hear it.
Yeah. Smashing Stacey. Stacey.
Smashing Stacey.
Smashing Stacey was pretty cool.
Not wise.
Not quite mature enough to be 10 years older, but she's cool.
She seems to have lost her lollipop radio gig. She's not doing.
Yeah,
it
I think she did. She probably broke up with the guy that was
gone.
Running the station.
Harold came back. All right, who else have we
it's
got going?
Stacey's
a
great DJ.
Yeah, I know. Who wants to go next?
I'll give it a go.
Okay, Rob. Yep. Ali, I want you
yes.
on social. Because
already.
Making
yes,
an appearance.
Please.
Yes, you
okay.
are making an appearance.
What did you actually say? I didn't even hear you. You're really quiet.
Okay, who wants to ask me? Who wants to ask me what?
I am really quiet. It's sorry, it's my voice gone.
That's okay.
It's something they didn't address, and I mean, actually, I did an information and referral line for about a year, and it was assistive technology, which isn't necessarily thought of as life or death issues, but I had a suicidal caller, and that's like something they don't address, like the crisis or the suicide or stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do. We don't actually address that here. We should, but they don't.
That's a very touchy subject.
Yeah.
Grace, I threw some youth line stuff at you.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I think Brian had it. I think Brian had a story.
Oh, Brian has a story. Okay.
Or he was starting.
I did. I've only, I've been doing this clearly too long because I have had that. Now, I'm in a bit of a weird position because before I was a computer nerd, I was actually doing crisis mental health stuff. So it was just, oh, okay, we're going to switch back to this role. I would think, I mean, even if I didn't, I think what I would do is what I do with most of the calls I get now is frantically Google up, something to refer them to. Even if I wasn't supposed to, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
If it was a real issue.
Yeah.
I would find something to refer them to.
Absolutely. I think that's what I'd do. I'd look up the suicide prevention hotline or something and say, look, that I'm not able to, I don't think I can, I'd like to help you, but I don't know if I'm qualified to, but these people may be able to talk with you.
If anything,
find out what area they're in and ask Siri, what suicide hotlines can I find in such and such a place? Mute your phone, mute your phone, and ask Siri.
Oh, you have the iPhone 4S with Siri?
No,
no,
we don't.
No, I think Brian does.
I think that's the best.
None of the GPS stuff in Canada. Yeah, I know, but none of the location thingies work because I'm a foreigner.
Oh, dirty. Yeah,
I've heard somebody actually.
I know what I did.
Oops.
Like when.
What did you do?
Well, I mean, it was a woman who she called up looking for help with funding a hearing aid, and it turns out her vision's going, her hearing's going, her daughter's dying of cancer. You know, it went on like that, and she wasn't getting. She lived in a part of the state that wasn't well served, so she wasn't really getting much help. She was in a counseling situation, and they put her in a group therapy thing, but her hearing's going, so she couldn't hear in the group therapy. You know, it's like crazy. And so I did refer her to a bunch of resources. You know, it was at this point she said, I think I'll just kill myself. And then she started talking about how she was going to do it. And I thought so I don't really remember what I referred her to. I know I made referrals. And I think at the point where somebody says something that's serious, you're supposed to follow up. So I think I did something like call Suicide Prevention Line myself, and I said, what else can I do for this woman? But I had other things I was supposed to be researching for her, so I went to call her back, and I couldn't reach her. And I couldn't reach her at 9 o'clock at night. And then I called the emergency line in her area, and I said, this woman has said she wants to kill herself, and she's an old lady living alone, and she's not answering her phone. Turns out she went out of town, and she only told one of her neighbors. And the neighbor said, well, the neighbor in the hallway said, oh yeah, she told me she's going to go stay with her daughter. But, I don't even feel bad that I called them, because
now you should have. That was a good idea.
A lot of the textbooks, like...
I think you did the right...
situation, people, generally what you're meant to do, if she said, maybe, I'll just kill myself and starts talking about how, in that instance, what you're meant to do is say, I'm sure you understand, I'm sorry, but I have to refer this to someone else, could I get your address, please? And at that point, you actually call the cops. But I've always thought that's a very drastic solution, and... Yeah, and I've always thought not the best, sometimes at least, not the best thing to do. What you did there, I think at least, is probably better. But, I mean, at the end of the day, with that kind of thing, it comes down to company policy. And you do what you have to do. But, yeah, with something like that, yeah,
a lot of those company policies would have said you should have just called the cops and keep her on the line however you can do that, and just, yeah. But as I said,
what in the world are the cops going to do at that point?
They are going to send a car around and sedate them if they have to, and take them and put them into hospital. Well, that's the thing. You either call the cops or you call an ambulance. Either way, it comes to the same thing.
I try and get him some help and someone else to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah. And in this case, like, you know, I was the company. And, like, I would have a call once a month that I just spent much more time than they ever wanted me to spend, like, researching and finding resources for the person and stuff like that. Because people showed up with their critical issues and nobody else was going to be helping them. You know?
Yeah.
Like, with.
And in a blindness company, you have a little more leeway to do what you're going to do.
Things like that, yeah.
If you've got the leeway to do it, then do it. I'm just,
Anyway, we can talk about this after, because we've got a few more people who desperately need to go. But awesome point and good ideas. And if I ever had somebody who'd worked in customer service for a really long time, which I haven't, that's probably a call that I might let them have a go at. But we don't have anybody besides you, Lynn, in that situation. So we won't do that this year, but maybe next year if we have anybody who has been in customer service for quite a while. Well, I'd probably warn them and just have them do it for everybody else's benefit.
Ali, and who else have we got him with?
I think Rob said he would.
Me.
Yep. Oh, Rob.
Yes, Rob.
I still need to go also.
You will. We've got 45 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll have time. Okay. Rob. You work at a store that builds computers and does the tech support for it. And this businessman has an issue. So whenever you'd like to answer, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jayhawk Data. This is Rob.
My computer's broken, and if you don't fix it, I'm suing you.
Well, sir, I hopefully that will not be necessary. We should be able to solve your problem, hopefully today.
You better.
May I ask your name, sir?
My name is William Eric Snight.
Okay, Mr. Snight. Now, when you say your computer is not working, are you able to turn your computer on?
Yes. I was writing another poem for my news group about my wounded, hurting soul, and I went to pick up a cup of coffee, and when I turned back to the screen, it wasn't working. Why? I want answers!
Well, there could be any number of possible reasons, Mr. Snight, why this may not be working. May I ask you to check your cables and make sure that they are all attached to your computer?
Fine. Let's see. Yep. Looks like it. Yes.
All right. Okay. Mr. Snights, do you have power?
What do you mean?
Is your computer plugged into electricity?
Yes, it's on.
All right. Sir, what is the message that is currently on your screen?
Nothing.
Nothing. Does your monitor have an on-off switch?
Yeah.
All right. Is your monitor switch turned in the on or the off position?
I don't know. It's a button.
All right, sir. I'm going to ask you then to push the button and see if you can get any changes in your screen.
Why? That's ridiculous. I'm not an idiot. Although, I don't think I tried that. Let's see. Oh, good. Let's see. Title, Wounded Hurting Soul, number 872. Oh, good. I won't have to sue you now. Bye.
Well, I am tremendously relieved. Thank you very much, sir, and have a good day.
He hung up already.
He's hung up on you already.
Wow.
He hung up on you.
Wow.
I talked to that guy yesterday.
Oh, dear. Oh, really?
Yes, I run across that guy in my business, too.
Well, you handled it
that's hilarious.
Wonderfully.
You did
thank
so
you.
Well.
I'm disappointed Dolly didn't start yulululating.
No,
I should have.
That wasn't necessary yet.
No.
Well, I am a lawyer, so I'm not cowed by a threat of a lawsuit.
I didn't tell him to say that, but I just told him to be an angry, pompous businessman, but it turned out he was a very emo poet, which is fine, too.
Yes.
Yes.
872 poems and running.
Oh, yeah.
All with the same title.
Well, at least I didn't have to tell you that you needed a new monitor.
It's an artistic statement. Mr. Yeah. Snite is very artistic.
So that was just the problem. He had his monitor and turned off or something?
Yeah, he had the button.
Yeah, that was
the first thing
I thought of.
A giant coffee mug. He's lucky the coffee didn't go into the monitor.
I wish it would have. That would have been pretty funny.
That's true. You probably deserved
it. If it hadn't worked, my next scenario would have been the black screen of death.
Okay.
He was lucky that coffee didn't go in his keyboard.
Okay. Yeah, really.
Then he really had a reason to write a hurting soul poem.
Absolutely.
Beard broke.
All right. Who's next? I think Alex and Bert are the only two non-students, or two students. And then if anyone else wants to have a go, they can.
I haven't gone yet either. I'll go right now if you want.
Oh, you haven't.
Oh, John is here.
I was gonna have you go.
Yeah.
John is here. Oh no, I'm sorry.
We're so
You're just
sorry.
So quiet. And I thought of you earlier. And I was going to call on you second, but Marlene finally volunteered, so it was good. Okay, who wants to be a customer for John?
Well, why don't we...
No. He does. I'm sorry. I did actually assign him a customer, and I thought I assigned it to somebody else. So, Melissa, you will be next, and I think I'll pair you with Alex, and that will be good. I'd completely forgotten, because I changed it.
Are you glad I reminded you?
I am! Okay, so, John, you work in a technical support center, solving computer problems, and this woman seems to have
an issue. As you often do in a technical support center.
Yes, there's the generic technical support center. So whenever you're ready to answer the phone...
Hello, you've reached technical support. John speaking.
Oh, hello there, young man. I think I have a problem. I've been starting scrapbooking. I've been doing pictures of my cat Fifi in Halos of Lights for the Secret Society scrapbooks, and I'm trying to make a scrapbook, and the printer is not doing the shooty thing.
I was wondering when she'd come back.
So when you say it's not working, does it print at all, or what happens? Where are you running into trouble?
Well, I got all of my pictures together in Scrapbooky Bookie 2000, and I put them all together to make my scrapbook, and made sure that I did my little doodle sign with the mouse on each page, and I clicked the big red print button, and the printer doesn't go shitty.
Are you able to tell if it has any lights on it, on the front?
Ah, let's see. Oh, I like lights. Blinky lights are my favorite. Let's see. Well, there's a blinky power light. Ooh, that one's pretty. I like the blinky power light. And then there's another blinky light. There's a really, really bright, flashing, angry red light. Oh, it looks mad. I hope that light doesn't come after me. Oh, no!
Okay, we maybe try a little different approach here. You're doing just fine. I want you to try and print again. If you can just pick one page and hit the print button. I want to find out if we get an error message or what happens when you try and print a page.
Okay, let's see. First page, title page, Daphne's scrapbook of Finding Fifi. Yes, okay, I'll print this page. It's got a big picture, and I painted a smile on her face with a magic marker, and I pressed the big red print button, and wait. Oh, it hasn't gone shooty.
Okay, now do we have any message on the screen there? Once you've pushed the print button, do we have a box that has a message in it?
No, it's just sitting there.
Okay. Does the printer have any paper in it?
Let me look. Oh no! Silly me! I've got to go and get the big box of paper. I guess I must have run out, but fortunately, the secret society that I go to every week to meet with the special lady and all the other nice people like me got me a new box of paper. Let me just put some paper in. Oh, it's shooting lots of things. Oh, lots of papers coming out. Oh, wow, that's a lot of paper. Oh, I think it's working now. Thank you, young man. I'm going to go show my scrapbook to the secret society. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
She's insane.
Wow.
Wow.
You handled her so well. That was great. That was really good.
You did.
That was really good.
Like, you did.
I like that you told her you're doing fine. You didn't tell her, okay, we can't
you're
do this,
complete
this way anymore because
yeah.
you're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that was a nice touch too.
That was fantastic. You didn't ask her name, but that was about the only problem.
She ended up.
That's
all
right.
Anyway, in her
rant.
Have to give it. It's a secret.
Oh, that. No, she's happy to give her name and any personal details you might request. She likes to talk.
The reason I said that or I thought of that is that you were. She was getting a little bit. Seemed to be getting a little bit. Either upset or a little bit off track with the lights. She wanted
yes,
about
yes,
the,
she
the
likes
red
blinky
one
red
coming
lights.
To get her.
But the red one might come to get her, yes.
Lights. She's a recurring
you
character.
You came to work for me, John. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was
yeah, great job, guys.
I doubt any of you have had someone like her call in. I hope not, anyway. And if you do, I hope you've still got your sanity afterwards.
Well, I've worked as a receptionist before, and I've never had anyone call like that before. But, yeah, I've dealt with the whole customer service thing.
But there's a style or a way of being, like, overly silly that I think some older women, it's almost like they were socialized to be that way. And I certainly
yeah,
feel that some people who sound like her.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, she kind of came about because I was trying to have an overly social person, and I opened my mouth and the crazy just kind of came, so I went with
yeah,
it a couple years ago.
Yeah,
there's pills for that, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what we asked her at the end. We said, did you take them? Did you have your medication today? Because it was really startling. This was the first, it was 2010... Semester one, if you want to hear Daphne's beginnings.
Yes, yes, the birth of Daphne.
I'm gonna have
she
a look at
have
that.
She didn't have a name then.
She didn't have a name. We named her afterwards.
My team has a frequent flyer that calls like that, and this no kidding. They can tell if she's had her meds or not. if she cries during the call.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, when she cries, they actually have to remind her that maybe she should take her medicine.
Oh, wow.
They've had her long enough, they need to know to do wow.
All right.
Exactly.
I think it's Alex's turn.
Don't have anyone stare at those blinking lights too long, or they might get an epileptic fit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's true. It's amazing she hasn't yet.
maybe she has.
Maybe
we don't know.
All right, Alex is gonna go.
Alex is next. Melissa, come to a social, probably, and we'll figure out a problem. Oh, crap. Actually, Sean, you're going to have to pick a problem, because I can't, because Alex is in the room with me.
Do you have a suggestion you can MSN me? Do you any ideas?
Don't. Go easier. An easier problem. Trying to think of...
I've got a suggestion that comes up for us a lot, and you can tell me.
Oh, go ahead. Give me. Yep. Go down to chat.
I'll go into the social channel.
Yeah, we'll go into.
I'll go. That took some creativity.
Okay, Alex. You work for the high school's technical support team, and Melissa is a high school student and has come home and has an issue.
Hello. This is the high school. Tech support team, how may I help you?
Oh yeah, hi dude, what's up? Like, my computer, it's not turning on, and, like, I don't know what's going on here. It just won't turn on. Can you help me?
Yes, I can. Can I ask your name, please?
My name is Alexia.
Okay. Are all the power cords plugged in?
Yeah. There's, like, this power thing, and I don't know what it does, but, like, they're all plugged into different things.
Is the power switch on?
Oh. Power switch on where?
On the PowerPoint.
Oh, I don't know. Let's look. No, I don't think so. Do I just flip it on?
Yes.
Okay, I'll turn it on. Okay, it's on. What do I do now? Try turning the computer on?
Yes.
Okay, I'm turning the computer on, and... Oh, okay, it's coming to life now. Dude, I think it's working. This is totally cool. Thanks.
Glad I could help you. Please call me if you have any other problems.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Fantastic.
That was hilarious.
You sounded kind of bewildered at the end.
Yeah, I was the dumb high school student.
Melissa, like, that was totally cool.
I wasn't expecting that to pop out, that's for sure.
Yeah, my name is Alexia. I'm like this dumb high school student.
You're from California.
Yeah, I'm from California. My mother-in-law sitting here. My mother-in-law sitting here. She said I sounded like a dumb surfer student. I'm from a skateboarder. I thought she said surfer. Yeah. Either way. Yeah. Out here in California, like, dude, my computer won't turn on. What's going on here? Like, fix it.
So how did we?
Yeah, like Valley Girl. Like, oh my God.
It was very good, and good job, Alex. You dealt with her very well, and you were able to answer all of her stupid questions, and you did not get impatient with her, which was fantastic.
Yep. You did kind of forget to give your name, which you might, your job might actually, if you were doing this, your job would probably ask you to do, but that's the only thing I really noticed.
What?
Was a problem, and that's okay.
Yeah, no, it's excellent.
Yep. Is it Bert is the only person left to go? Sorry to put you last.
Hold on, I can't hear. I'm going to have to close.
That link's in chat, if anyone cares.
Okay. There, better.
Sean's pretty quiet.
Yeah, Sean was. I just couldn't hear.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, this is a behind-the-head headset, and I'm attempting to try and lay down a bit.
Fair enough. all right, we've got one more. We've got Bert. Who wants to be the customer for Bert? Brian wants to.
If you want, great.
Yeah, okay, come to social, and we'll talk. All right, Bert. Congratulations. I have retired. You are now the enrollments officer of Kavi, and somebody has a question for you.
Oh, wow.
That's your name,
what part of the world are they calling from? Do I know this?
Yeah, it's just an, I'm not sure. Where are you calling from? What, where are you located, Brian?
I'm in the United States.
Okay, you're in the United States. Yep. Alright, so pick up that Skype call whenever you're ready.
Hello, this is Bert, and I understand you have some questions about Kavi, because this is the Kavi number you're calling on.
Yes,
May I have your name, please?
My name's Brian. Here's what's going on. I am able to log into Ventrilo, and for some reason I can text chat, but I can't talk.
Okay. Are you using the push to talk key? Are you trying to press a key to speak, or are you just speaking into your microphone?
Well, I'm trying the push to talk. I think the default's control, isn't it?
It should be your left-hand side control. It probably will not be both. So why don't you try your left-hand control and see if you hear a sound when you press it?
Okay, yeah, I do hear the sound, but it appears nobody can hear me.
And you've used this microphone before on for other applications, and it's worked fine. Is this the same microphone you're using right now to talk to me on?
Actually, I had to switch out mics because apparently...
You're on the phone.
This
You've called
on the phone. Yeah. Okay, well, then this microphone, yes, it is the same. I have used it before.
Okay, and is this only occurred, you've only had issues using Ventrilo? You can use Skype or do some kind of recording application? Or is Ventrilo the only voice application you've tried to use lately?
Well, hold on, let me do a test here in Sound Recorder. Quick test on Sound Recorder, and I didn't hear anything coming back.
Okay, and may I put you on hold for just 1 minute, please? Yeah, I'm going to check something here on my other computer.
Okay.
Just so you guys know what's going on here. The disk where I usually have a virtual machine set up, for some reason, is not giving me any sound, so I have a similar issue myself. I hadn't tried to use it in a couple weeks, so I'm going to plug into this Windows machine that is booted here alongside and look at something.
Did you check obvious solutions first, Bert?
No, actually, I didn't ask him to check and make sure his microphone was plugged in correctly. That is true.
Yeah, a couple of quick microphone checks you might want to run before you have to actually go into real detailed troubleshoot.
Yeah, I wanted to open control panel and so I had to see what the actual things were called for the sound, so I have the wording more correct.
Right, but try the easiest solutions first. We don't have to go to the control panel yet. And you do have a couple of quicker, easier solutions than starting to go into the control panel.
Yeah, try those.
Hi, sorry to keep you waiting. You still there? Brian?
Yes, I'm still here. Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, why don't you try, what kind of microphone is this? Is this a normal microphone or is this some type of USB headset?
This is a desk mic. I actually recently purchased. Probably a couple of months ago. It was working up until some point this week, I think.
Does it have an on-off switch by any chance?
Hold on, let me check. Yes, it does.
And maybe you can try toggling the position on that switch, even if it's... Do you know if it's turned on right now for sure? Do you know which position is the on position?
Hold on, let me just toggle this and we'll see what happens here. Give me just a second and I'll toggle it and do a quick test in Sound Recorder. Well, there it goes. That works. Ventrilo appears to be working. Cool deal. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad I can help you with that. Do you have any other questions while we're connected here?
Not right offhand.
Okay, Brian. Well, it's nice getting to know you. And I'm Bert, so if you're going to be a CAVI student, I'm sure I will be hearing you around. So welcome, and it's probably a good idea to practice a little bit with Ventrilo. I know from my experience it took me probably about one class time to get used to it, to turning on and off chat or switching between windows, and you might want to change your default talk key also depending on how you like to use your keyboard, but I've personally switched mine to a different key so I can switch between windows easily. I usually do that with one-handed, but that's a personal decision. But yeah, it's a good idea to get used to Ventrilo a little bit if you haven't been using it before, which I never had before, CAVI.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help, and okay, we will talk to you later.
Okay, glad I could help you, and have fun. Bye.
All right. Good job. Always try quick solutions first. Verify the obvious issues before you have to go into troubleshooting. You may be able to save yourself a lot of time. Otherwise, the telephone manner was good, very friendly, and willing to help.
Yeah, that was good.
And I'll give myself a personal bit of criticism, if I may.
You can if you like.
I was nervous. Yeah, well, I was definitely nervous because I wanted to have, you know, the application available to look at. And that's kind of why I got thrown off, but I shouldn't have let that throw me. I shouldn't have let that, you know, get my telephone manner to be a little nervous. I'll be working on like a fallback strategy to buy myself a few seconds when I don't know something. Years ago, I worked in a business I knew nothing about, selling car engines. And since then, I've replaced a car engine so I could learn about it about the time I quit that job. But the point being is my friend friend and boss didn't, you know, he had this kind of prejudice. He knew I could do it, but he didn't want people to see a blind guy around wrenching and in the shop. But it's like, I don't know this, so how am I going to explain to people things I don't know that I haven't done? And they're expecting to talk to a mechanic, or at least someone that has a lot more knowledge than I did at the time. So it got me to smoke for about a year for one thing. That couple seconds of lighting a cigarette, at least save, not on the phone, it didn't help, but at least when someone came into the office, it bought me that 2 or 3 seconds. That was back when smoking was not so uncool.
That's what your obvious issues are there for. That's what your obvious issues are for.
You wouldn't actually, like, go pulling stuff up in the control panel yet until after you've realized that that's something you have to do. Then you put the customer on hold if the obvious stuff doesn't work. Then you say, okay, I need to look something up so I can better help you. Can I put you on hold and whatever? You kind of had the cart a bit before the horse, which is, you know, that happens sometimes.
No, I totally understand that. I'm just saying I would have kind of been multitasking. I would have been doing that while I was... I mean, I know, and I even saw a couple things maybe in other people's calls that, you know, I might have asked a slightly different question or whatever. But I said that was the nervousness of it. I know I should have done that, but I would have been doing the, you know, not having that there to be looking at made me screw up. Anyway.
Well, it was very good. Just thanks always remember to check your obvious issues first. And hi, Carrie.
Sure thing.
Hello.
All right, feedback, questions, concerns about our role play. Did everybody enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, you guys were incredibly entertaining.
That's good.
Yeah, we tried to make it fun.
We do.
You know, it to me, having gone through this last year, it's a lot easier to be a customer than it is to do the whole tech support thing, because you don't know what's coming at you, and you never really will in a tech support situation. So the one piece of advice I can give is, you know,
yes.
Yeah, he's breaking.
Am I?
Yeah.
I think it's just, it is easier being a customer, though, I can tell you that.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel totally terrified at the thought of trying to do this.
Yeah.
No, you better now. They just buffered it all up for you and then threw it at us.
Interesting. But I'm at the other end of the house from the wireless, so. But yeah, when you're doing tech support, you're never really going to know what you are getting, what kind of calls you're going to get.
And
so,
we've proven that today.
Yeah. And it's always a good idea just to kind of be able to think on your feet a lot of times.
Now, someone put in the chat, and I'm going to mention it for the recording, they said that it was good that Bert had asked before Brian and hung up whether there was anything else he could do. That's a nice touch. And yeah, that is something.
It was.
Although, conversely,
you know what I forgot to do, and a few other people forgot to do, was to ask what operating system people were using. We just all assumed they were using Windows XP or maybe Vista or 7. But, I mean, somebody might get on there with Windows 95 or with a Mac or something else, and it could matter
right.
for some of them.
And sometimes it's not necessary, but there will be times when you will need to figure out different solutions for different systems.
But if someone's computer's not powering on, asking what operating system they're using just to ask the question is pretty irrelevant, though. So, yeah, there are going to be times.
No, of course for that.
No, it's not, actually, because if the... I had a system where sometimes when the power management kicked in under Windows XP, it would actually put the thing in a latch-up state that would lock up the power supply. But if I booted the machine into Linux, it would power up just fine. So, no, I'm sorry, that's a call to place where that does matter.
That's one thing I did when I was doing the tech support call. I asked him if he was on a Mac or a Windows computer.
Absolutely, you did. And you, that was
this
a good
thing to... And you asked the operating system name. Well, Melissa wouldn't be able to offer him support if it was a Linux computer, sadly.
No, I don't know Linux, so I wouldn't be able to, you know, but I just kind of threw little things out there, but I didn't want to say, is it a Linux Debian something version? Because if he was a senior citizen, he wouldn't have, he would have been like, now what was that?
And again, if we ask, they could have put that on there for me, and I might not have known.
Mac or Windows is a pretty standard question. If he has Linux, he'll tell you. He will be able to tell you that.
Yeah.
Linux users usually know.
No,
they've had to
Chris
go through some
old
effort
person
to get...
didn't. No, no, no.
Actually, I thought he knew that he had Linux.
I know a
now.
Lot of people that have put, like, you know, Ubuntu on their grandfather's computer, and they just said they, you know, they had a problem with the virus or something, and said, let me try this, and, you know, a few of them liked it, and said, don't change it, I like that. But they don't know what it's called.
Happened to Chris's client as well.
Yeah, Chris's client did that. He basically said she was getting all these viruses, and he said, look, I'm going to put something different on your computer, and if you don't want this, I'll come back in a week and take it off. And when he came back, she's like, don't touch that computer, it's fine, and it hasn't fallen over, and it's amazing. But he didn't actually tell her that it was Ubuntu. He just said it's a different way of computing, just try this.
I had a friend call me up, and she says, well... she deleted the network icon on her screen, and I forgot that her Windows had crashed, and somebody else put Linux on there, and I started to go through the Windows steps, and she says, no, that's not Windows, it's Ubuntu. And I'm like, oh, crud, I don't really know. Let me go do some research here.
Absolutely.
Okay, anything
do
else
most,
we
most tech
wanna...
support jobs these days require you to have some Mac knowledge, or would you normally refer someone to a different second-level technician?
Depends on the
that?
Company.
Yeah, that would depend on your... I would think now... I don't know. It would depend on your company. More ISPs
a lot
are
of
supporting
the time,
Mac
yes.
now.
Yeah, a lot of the time it does. Like, if you're at an ISP, you've got to have nodding familiarity with the Mac, at least to know, check your system preferences or whatever. They will tend to have a few techs that specialize in Macs, but you should have a nodding acquaintance with the Mac and not go, duh, when somebody says
and
Mac.
And they'll train you some if you're coming into a level one position.
Yeah.
And there are scripts. Like there
for
are, there
licensing
are, 'cause a lot of
issues, the...
Sorry, I was just going to say that a lot of the decision tree scripts now have Mac in them. And I was actually speaking to Doug Lee, and one of his jobs is to write decision tree scripts for some Indian call centers. And the entire call is scripted.
Oh, absolutely. That's all the English they
it's
know.
It's funny. I was just MSNing Grace about that exact thing, Kerry. My experience with Extra doesn't require you to know anything about Windows or Mac. You just read the friggin' card. Which is fine.
Oh, you can tell when you get people on that are like
which
that.
Which is fine
too.
Until
you
something doesn't work that they say should.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any other feedback or questions or comments?
Did anybody find it more harrowing than they originally thought? It always stretches people's talents when we do the roleplay.
I really feel like I cannot think on my feet like this. And I do it for the blindness stuff all the time for people. And I think I sort of did it to some degree in XP, but I feel like there's so much stuff out there now that, like, my solution is I'm going to go try it and then I'll get back to you. and the thought
that's
of
a lot of
do
people,
this
huh?
is, like, scary. Yeah.
If you have 7, you can get Kathy Ann's free
book.
It's good.
It's just the thought of, like, trying to keep everything juggled in your head so that you can actually respond.
Yeah, there is
that,
a lot. I know
the
what you
really...
mean.
Working at
I mean,
a company...
Seven somethings are so easy. Like, once the woman was gone and you guys were talking about something else, I pull up the start menu and I type guest user account. And it pops up because, you know, that's how you know, that automatic search for everything feature. Very easy, but you have to be able to think about it when you're talking to someone.
Bug in Windows 7, and I can't remember what tickles it, but your search thing comes up empty. I saw a tweet on that the other day, and that would upset a lot of Windows 7 users.
That's happened to me. Now to escape and go back in, and it's fine.
No, but this one does it. It breaks it completely, so no matter what you type in, it never auto-completes.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah, that would be bad.
It's very nasty because they don't organize anything in any way where you can find it without the little searchy feature. It's
they
like,
actually, if you put your control panel in the large icons view, you can, it'll be columns and rows, but you can get some sanity back.
Sort of. It's like relearn a whole new language of where you expect to find things, which I guess is
but
what,
it's
what really I should have done, and I shouldn't rely on the little searchy feature. But,
I rely on it all the time. But what you can do, you had a couple of options. You could have stopped and called her back, and we would have gone on with that. This happened. I had a situation where I forced Luke to do this because I picked a problem he didn't know, just because I knew that he probably wouldn't know it, and made him do Google research and call them back, or Windows 7 research. You could have done that.
You're generally able to do in Helpline?
Yes.
Okay.
Depending on the company, or you escalate it, or you have a knowledge base you can look at, depending. But yeah, it would have been okay in that situation to give them a call back and say, let me have a look, I'll research this for you.
Yeah, my ISP here definitely has, you know, that knowledge base, and a lot of the people you can tell don't know, but if they're pretty good, they do spend the time to look through it. Others just kind of get angry at you for not, you know, not seeing the color of the light that's blinking on the modem, even though someone's, you know, told them in under the same circumstances 20 times that it's flashing like it should be. But, yeah, that happens a lot. And, you know, that's certainly cool. I don't mind at all being put on hold for a couple minutes if I know someone's, you know, looking at my problem.